Thank you. Let me respond first by repeating what I already said earlier in my interventions, that this is an indicative and indeed indicative timetable. And there are not only three topics, but there are also some guiding questions underneath that already widen up the scope of our discussion. And as was also said by the distinguished representative of Pakistan, this is the first session of our mandate. My intention was clearly to focus, but I've also said that we hope that high contracting parties are free to bring up items they deem within our mandate and appropriate for being discussed here. We have, as I indicated, already designated a session on Friday afternoon for other matters, and I am of the firm intention to have discussions, informal consultations this week, indeed, to try to map out our future work, because we have to be organized. If we discuss everything at the same time, in a way, we discuss very little. We want to make concrete results, and that's what I'm focused on. In response to the remarks by the distinguished representative of Cuba, I would like to say that we have, of course, we have a mandate, and the mandate has many different aspects, but let me highlight three that are really guiding the work, of course, of the GDE. That's on the one hand, the elements of an instrument, but also measures, and also other options. And I know there are differences in the room. Some of us would like to focus on the first, but others are more tempted by the second. And there are also in the room who think that we should look at other options. So that has to be reflected in what we do. And this is why the indicative timetable looks like it looks. But there's ample room for all of you to bring up your points. And I do hope that we have this common effort, that we indeed move things forward in a substantive way. And it's all, of course, still also done without prejudice. We had a long discussion at the end of last year when we discussed the mandate. And this is what it is now. Those issues have to be solved, but they will have to be solved later. The form follows the function. And I hope that you are with me on this approach. Yes, we have an indicative timetable. Not everything is there, but I would say everything is covered. And you have this assurance from me that any issues within the mandate are, of course, to be raised in this room if you intend to do so. Are there any further requests for the floor? Then I would like to move to agenda item 5. And this is going to be a kind of a, the first lines I have to read out are kind of a memory test by now, because agenda item 5 is for the group to further consider and formulate by consensus a set of elements of an instrument without prejudging its nature and other possible measures to address emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, taking into account the example of existing protocols within the convention, proposals presented by high contracting parties, and other options related to the normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. Building upon the recommendations and conclusions of the group, and bringing in expertise on legal, military, and technological aspects. We now turn to agenda 5. Item 5, in order to start our substantive exchanges on the mandate of the group. And we will begin with hearing general statements. And I would like to remind you that individual states, high contracting parties, will have a maximum of 3 minutes each for their 3 minutes each for the interventions, and groups of states will have 5 minutes. And I would like to do that in a way that we are all used from the first committee in New York. So if you go beyond the 3 or 5 minutes, I would kindly advise you to send in your full statement in writing, and we are ready to put it on the website for everybody to read. But let's stick to the time limits so we can focus on our mandate, on the substance, and the time we have reserved for that. I would like to recall that I opened the list of speakers for general statements on Thursday, the 29th of February, and invited all delegations to register. The list was closed on Friday, the 1st of March at 4 p.m. and placed on the webpage of the Group of Governmental Experts. We will now begin to hear the general statements, and the first speaker on my list is Costa Rica on behalf of the Group of 15. You have the floor.